worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Somebody call 911. Shorty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa.
Well, we just lost six listeners with that one moment.
All six? So we
all
have none now.
Yeah.
Great, terrific. It's a freak accident. Welcome to our little podcast shindig here that we put together. Thrilled to have you here, if you are still listening, I should say.
Yeah.
My name is Crisco. I am, unfortunately, the host. Fortunately, I do have much more talented and interesting people here with
Where?
Me.
Where?
Mickey?
You know, my day was already going bad. You're making it worse.
I can tell you are not even remotely present.
I am shutting down very quickly.
She's like looking around the room like she's on shrooms or something.
I
just
wish I was.
Staring at the ceiling, looking at her hand like it's going to grow something out of the palm.
We were talking about something just before the show and she said, what are we talking about? Like literally for like 2 minutes talking about something.
It was longer than that. It was like closer to 5 or 10. And
just giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Don't do that. She doesn't deserve it. And by the way, that's Lazy E.
I am in so much pain. Probably the most pain I've been in my life.
What did Proofreader do to you after you moved in?
Wild. No, it's much worse.
Email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com, which somebody did. We'll get to that in a minute. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the website if you want to learn more about us. Why not? I don't know. Afreakaccident.com. That's afreakaccident.com.
Yep.
By the way, though, shout out to somebody I happen to know who did bother to go to the website and learn more about us and was very intrigued and interested.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, one of the guys I work with at my new job.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, Dylan, my SME, which stands for Subject Matter Expert, although I question how much of an expert he can be in anything, because he did say, and I quote, your show is really good.
Oh, jeez.
So already you've got to question his better judgment.
Mm-hmm. His expertise.
Right, yeah. His sanity.
That too.
So, but anyway.
Fake news.
Dylan, happy to have you listening, pal. Happy to have everybody listening. I only gave him a shout out because I know him personally. If you bother to meet me personally and start listening,
or
I'll
email us.
Mention you by name too. Whatever. Or mail us. That's fine too.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
I went the
death metal route.
Yeah.
I went
and hurt your throat.
The hurt my throat route.
Yeah, that wasn't smart. That wasn't smart.
We got listener mail. From last week, we were talking about the most outrageous lies you've ever told.
Yeah.
Somebody reached out to freaks@afreakaccident.com, a guy by the name of Michael Dunn Savage.
Hey, Michael.
We're going to call him the One Savage from now on because it rhymes. And I'm lazy.
Yeah.
He says there's no way to look good here. Of course, he's following up with outrageous lies.
Oh,
which
no.
There's no way to look good here.
That's a good start.
Us too, pal. Respect.
Yeah.
And empathy. It happened when I was 17, so 19 years ago. Ha, you're old.
Ouch. Be nice.
Geez. And two, I'm not sure we should mention the rest of this email because I don't know if it'll put us on a list or something.
Oh, great.
But we're going to advance anyway. 19 years ago, I was in high school and failing algebra. My girlfriend was tutoring me. We were near the end of the relationship anyway.
Oh, that's a good tutor.
We had a fight and I needed a C, I guess, to pass.
Sure,
in
yeah.
The grade.
See your way through the next grade.
You too? All right.
Yeah.
So, but I love you slipped out.
Oh!
He said, I graduated, she cheated on me, now we don't talk. Life goes on.
Yeah, whatever, worked out for everyone.
Oh, One Savage.
I was more so expecting the sad violin. Where's that one at?
No, that's what he deserved.
Okay, he got the sad trombone.
So One Savage really does just kind of cover all bases here.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
He's a sad man.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do to get that C, man. That passing grade means everything.
He said, I love you first.
I would have.
But I love you.
I would have said and done much worse to not have to take trig. I'll tell you that right now.
You're lucky I didn't even come close to that word. Trig. Jeez.
What is that, Latin?
Trig. I barely trag.
What?
Oh, Michael. Though. That's really sad.
Hey, man. Thanks for reaching out, though.
Yeah.
You didn't include your physical mailing address, so we can't send you stickers. But if you email us again, we'll send you some. You too.
Don't say I love you to somebody again, please.
Freaks at a freakaccident.com. We love you, man.
No, we don't.
See, you blew up my spot. Why you got to do that?
Oh, boo-hoo. Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
So, Mickey, what's wrong with you? Why are you absent more so than usual?
The normal job is doing some wacky stuff that is highly stressful for the fact that I'm not even any sort of a assistant manager, and my manager is looking to me for help.
I've noticed a pattern, Lazy E, with our friend Mickey over here.
What's that?
And that's that whenever she gets a job, she really tends to go above and beyond, like way outside of her pay grade.
Like more than she ever should.
More than any sane person ever would.
Probably.
Like goes way above and beyond her pay grade, takes extra hours, does extra work for no extra pay, and then has to deal with situations like this. Why? Why do you insist on inserting yourself into these terrible positions?
Oh, I did not insert myself into this position at all.
Okay, you did not give consent? Hashtag
no.
Her too.
Oh.
Topical. Hashtag topical.
We'll get to that later.
Sure, maybe.
No,
go ahead,
no,
Mickey,
no
continue.
Consent on this one. This is more like, but you're starting a business, so can you help? And then I get this big long list of things, and I stare blankly at them, and then my brain shuts down, and then I'm shut down for the rest of the day because I just want to pretend that I don't have to answer anything.
Right. Think of all of the valuable knowledge you're acquiring for Beans and Bumps, though.
Oh, lots. Everything that I should not be doing. Check.
Not opening a business.
Number one and number
all.
End.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yes.
Well, I hope you feel better.
We'll get there.
I hope this show will at least help perk you up and inject some joy. I couldn't even finish this.
No, you can't.
Lazy E, why are you sore? What exactly happened?
Well, back on Sunday, me and the buddies decided, good old-fashioned flag football game.
He's supposed to be moving, and he's playing flag football.
Well, we were done moving, so it was time to play some
I told
flag
you, man,
football.
You should have came to the pumpkin patch with us. You would have been way safer.
What? This was after the pumpkin patch?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so
time travel. I expect big things from you.
It's on a different day, too, so.
Excuses.
Anyways, we decided to play some flag football, which, friendly game, flag football. But, like anything with a bunch of guys that are 9-on-9, it turns into...
I was going to say, man, you throw a couple of guys into a flag football game, it goes real quick. Like, you're talking a few plays, you go from flag to full tackle.
Yep.
You want an example? Mind you, this happened on Sunday. This is some of the remnants.
Hey, nice.
And then...
It looks like you got peppered with a paintball gun.
Yeah, and that's all on my arm. And then I also believe I bruised my rib.
I
can't breathe.
I was going to say his groin.
That too.
He's reaching for it.
That too. No, I can't breathe very well, and it hurts a lot, and my ankle's kind of screwed up. What happened was I tried to make a block, like tried to knock down the ball. This kid, I don't know who he is. He knocks me. I flew like a foot the other way and landed on the ground. I laid there. You know it's bad during a flag football game when everybody walks up, they like take a knee, and they're picking me up off the ground.
It's like when Teddy Bridgewater's knee exploded, like everybody just started praying immediately.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was like, the thing is, it would be different. He said, I'm sorry. After the game, he literally had to say sorry to everybody.
Was
I think
he
someone
just too rough?
Yeah, no, he didn't. He just wanted to be the tough
There's
guy.
There's always that one D-bag in every sports activity.
And he was the smallest guy.
Oh, of course. So he's a Napoleon syndrome they call it too, right?
Complex.
Right. Yep. Yeah, that. God, those angry little midgets. They're always so quick to, you know, be overly aggressive.
But I realized, like, if this happened to me like 10 years ago, totally fine. Wake up the next day. Now that the age I'm at, which 34, not that bad, but
I have to take like a healthy dose of ibuprofen.
Like every day?
Yeah, every day, like so many hours.
He's on an aspirin regimen. That's how old he is.
And I realized how old I was. It was the moment, that moment right there.
You are ancient and incredibly out of shape.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Incidentally, the other day, I was actually driving the route of when we did the duathlon, you and I.
Oh, God.
And Hello Nurse says, you think you guys would ever do one again? And I said...
Yeah. We're not stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I might actually be in better shape than I was then, but you? Not so much, pal.
Ouch.
I could still run about a mile or two. I couldn't run a duathlon, though. I probably
Well, that's 6 miles. Oh, that one was separated, but still.
No, it was, yeah, it was pretty rough. I think I could get, if you gave me like 2 months, I could get back into it. But seriously, like age really hit me. Hit me like bricks.
It does that.
Have you have that moment yet, Chris?
Me?
You're
the
still
getting
a baby.
Old thing? Well, I mean, I'm 28, about to be 29. But yeah, I've definitely felt, I mean, for me, I've always had a bad back. But it's definitely gotten worse in recent years.
The weather starts changing and it starts getting worse.
Yeah, well, or, you know, just a cloud passes overhead. Ah, you know, the nerve, the sciatic. But it's embarrassing when I've thrown my back out very easily in some very interesting
compromising positions.
Yes, I don't know if I've mentioned it on this show before in the past or not, but I have thrown out my back on the toilet.
You
have. That's happened. And talk about embarrassing.
Well, I believe it.
A little.
I've had situations, though, where I've just been sitting in my chair at work or wherever and just move
the wrong
slightly
way.
The mm-hmm. wrong way. And it's like, oh, God, I just ruined myself for a week. And I don't understand how the human body, any human body, can be that frail. Like, I've done sports and everything my whole life, and yet the smallest little wrong maneuver, and I'm ruined.
For like you said.
Literally, I'm laid up for days, and I can barely breathe, like you're talking about. Barely, can't laugh, can't get comfortable anywhere.
There's just no good.
Mickey, how do you feel old? What's the old thing going on for you?
Yeah, pulling things out of place that shouldn't be pulled out of place.
Joints and things?
Yeah. Yeah, I did it over, Sunday. We were going to go take the puppy dogs for a walk, and I don't know, because I don't do things correctly at work. So when I'm lifting, you know, 30 pounds.
She lifts right from her upper neck.
Lift from your back and twist violently.
Seriously, though, I'm dumb when I'm at work, because we have step ladders.
Just
and there's shelves that are, well, yeah, everywhere. But there's shelves that are overhead, so we're talking about 7 feet up in the air, and there's 15-pound bags of food up there. That instead of taking the ladder and, you know, taking it down the right way, I reach and I pull it over my head and I bring it down.
Oh, my God. Why?
I'm too lazy to go get the ladder.
I'm picturing like a cartoon where she picks it up and just goes, and then just falls straight back with
One
it over her head.
One of these days it will happen. But no, I did it on Sunday. Well, it must have been Saturday coming into Sunday. And by Sunday morning, forget about it. Couldn't feel my upper back. I'm like, nope.
Do they at least give you one of those little harnesses you can wear for when...
Yeah.
Jeez.
No.
They just talked about the problems they're having with the business. I don't think they're going to give harnesses out.
Anybody here have gray hair yet?
I do in my beard.
In your beard? Okay.
Big time.
Yeah, I haven't yet. Not yet.
It's anyway. Coming.
Murderer it's coming. Does, though.
I noticed that.
Yeah, he's got some salt and pepper going on there.
Yeah, if you ever watched wrestling, like when he was in TNA, he looks like Matt Hardy going on.
Yeah.
What did I say? Oh, no, I said he looks like a much more aggressive Richard Karn.
Yep.
That was how I described him last Saturday.
Oh, aggressive Richard Karn.
Yeah, or the Saturday before, I think it was, right?
Two Saturdays ago, yeah.
Yeah, jeez. Time flies, man.
There's another old thing.
Yeah, days just disappear on you.
Days become nights become days, and so...
As the days become the months, become the years... Well, let's get the listener through this show as quickly as possible, as painlessly as possible, although we've already, I think, done a poor job of that. We've got a news update to get to today.
Woohoo!
Give me something on it.
A ninja saved an IHOP.
That right there, I want to stay. And I never do.
We're going to take a test to find out whether or not we three are psychopaths. Well, spoiler alert.
Yes!
A guy survived 10 years in the woods, but not for the reason you might think. He wasn't lost. No, he was hiding. From what? We'll get to it.
Yeah.
And we've got some music you can use to round out the show. Yes. I think it's a fantastic show.
spectacular.
But what do I know? It's a freak accident.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
News update.
It is the most real fake news that you will find on the internet right here on A Freak Accident. Rapid fire news stories all packed into one single segment because there's too much going on.
Do you want to go to IHOP?
Yes.
Do you want to go to IHOP?
I do.
I do too.
Let's go together.
A magical land of fatness and greatness.
You know what? I'm excited. We're actually finally getting one in our area.
Where?
Back Mountain.
Woohoo!
All right.
It's happening.
Little IHOP action.
I know. I can't stand seeing the commercials on TV and knowing that there's not one around here.
Murderer is always furious when that happens.
I know.
And now we'll get to Cinnabon pancakes. Oh, oh God.
So much for all that weight I lost.
Who cares?
So this is an interesting story. This was in San Antonio, Texas, when an IHOP waiter thwarted an attempted robbery at the restaurant with karate.
22-year-old Elijah Arnold was still covered in blood hours after taking down an alleged robber.
Is it his blood or is it the... I hope to God it's the robber's
little
blood.
Little both.
He's got a giant bandage on his nose, though, so I kind of got to imagine it's probably his.
Little bit of both.
Robber.
I just heard the register start popping. But I stepped out and looked, and there he is pulling the register out and everything, so I just took off it. Like, my instincts kicked in, and I took off full speed at him.
This video from the Northwest Side IHOP shows a man using a crowbar to break into a cash register.
Well, no, he's breaking into the cash register.
You can see Arnold tackling the man and being dragged. Arnold says, even though he was then hit in the face with the crowbar.
He knocked him to the ground and then, like, was holding his leg as the guy was getting up and trying to leave. He just, like a little kid, you know, when they're angry and they're and the parent is walking and they're just holding the leg while they drag them across the floor. That's what this is. This is not martial arts. I thought I was going to see, like, a crazy spinning back kick that knocked the guy over the counter or something. He grabbed onto his leg and tried to keep him from leaving.
I want to stay at the toy store!
Yeah, exactly. What the frick is that? I was expecting karate.
Yeah.
I was ripped off.
Crowbar. He was able to hold the suspect until police arrived.
Yeah, the guy beat him in the face with this crowbar, though. That's why he's all covered in blood.
He held on, though. Respect.
Credit where it's due, I suppose. Yeah.
Training as a third-degree black belt in mixed martial arts kicked in.
So he tries to start, like, apologizing. Man, I'm so sorry. I know I hit you. I know I'm trying to steal your money, but just give it to me. I need it really bad.
Arnold says in some ways he could relate. After working at IHOP for 4 years, he went down the wrong path and ended up homeless and addicted to drugs.
That's not what you're supposed to laugh at.
No, I just think it's just there. Of course, there's got to be, like, you know, a story,
a
deeper meaning to this whole thing. Other than some guy who trains in MMA on the weekends at the local armory and probably gets his face punched in for whatever extra scratch he can get. He is, you know, tackles a guy to the ground and holds on to his foot so he can't get away and forces me to think that this is going to be some amazing Jet Li style fight scene.
And then when he opened up the pancake, he saw a ring. The Lord of the Rings.
Right, yeah. So, that's what I mean. They got to add meaning to this because otherwise the story is garbage.
Yeah, well, let's finish this up.
That's when everything just went down the drain.
But since then, he cleaned up his life, and IHOP gave him a second chance. He says that's another reason he was so quick to act.
When I walked up to my managers today, they just congratulated me and said thank you. And so that was the biggest thing that I could have was the thank you from my managers.
No money would be.
Yeah.
But no, that's a nice story.
IHOP's going to give me a second chance, too. A second chance at being a fat kid, and I cannot wait.
Dear Mr. Harvey Weinstein, you gotta understand.
Oh, no.
Your actions are atrocious and completely out of hand. You're depraved, you're depraved, you're depraved, you are so depraved. I got news, your soul will not be saved.
I mean, credit to Disney for already getting a show tune put together for this situation.
Yeah.
Froze. I'm assuming that's from Disney.
A different Frozen. A different kind of Frozen.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this has been in the news, in case you haven't noticed. Harvey Weinstein, the CEO, I think, and chairman of the board of the Weinstein Company.
It's been part of so many movies.
Is responsible for funding a great deal of movies.
Yeah.
Good Will Hunting comes to mind.
Clerks.
Yes, a number of Oscar winners and nominees over the years. Has been accused of many counts of sexual harassment and even assault now over the years. It's come out, apparently, he might have actually forced himself upon a woman or two in his day.
Well, the tape that came out is pretty, I'd say, staggering.
Right, the one of him trying to coax the actress into the room?
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in on everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can go. Why yesterday you touch my...
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
You're used to...
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
That's bad.
I mean, you know, up until the touching the boob part, it just sounded like us trying to convince Mickey to come up and record the show.
Oh, my God. But it's true.
It is that please, please, Mickey, just 1 minute. Just come on. Just sit down. Sit right there. And just 1 minute. I swear on my children, we're not going to do anything that's going to drive
I'm
you
tired.
Crazy.
I just want to go home and sit and watch no movies or TV.
So, that happened. There was that video.
Well, the one thing
is pretty telling again.
I think more telling. Apparently, this was not a secret in Hollywood. At least people assumed... A lot.
Right.
Beforehand, 2013, you remember Seth MacFarlane did the nominees for the Oscars? I think he might have hosted it as well. This is what he said about him.
Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, it was one of those secrets that everybody knows and just nobody talked about. I don't know why they waited until now to sort of break it, though.
I think the girls, it's embarrassment. I think a lot of people took it as stories. Like, when Seth MacFarlane said that, I don't think he actually thought it was true.
Wasn't there other jokes from the past where, like, it was alluded to over the years?
30 Rock.
Uh-huh.
They were one of their episodes. They pretty much said it.
How long will it take to get a cease and desist order against Weird Al Yankovic?
You don't want to mess with Weird Al.
Oh, please. I'm not afraid of anyone in show business. I turned down intercourse with Harvey Weinstein on no less than 3 occasions. Out of 5.
They're pretty much saying it.
Yeah, it's they all knew. It's like what? I don't understand. You know, and then doesn't Hollywood love to portray itself as like the moral center of America these days? Like,
yeah,
Jimmy Kimmel, you know, being America's conscience now. I've seen that in the news.
I don't like his opening monologue anymore.
Because it's way too preachy and not funny at all.
It was okay. Like, when he was talking about his son's heart surgery or whatever he had, like, that was a little bit like, okay, it's your personal story. I respect that. But when it's every week, it's like, it's losing its luster.
Dude, and it's all the late night shows, too. Remember when comedy was comedy and it was actually funny and it wasn't just a bunch of blowhards spouting their, you know...
Beliefs?
Yeah, their beliefs and their uninformed opinions about all over the place?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Well, you don't watch TV.
Yep.
Right, Mickey. I'm not sure if you even know what comedy is.
Sometimes. It depends.
Well, she's on this show, so she doesn't.
Ah, see, I thought you were going to go the other way with it. You didn't. Speaking of jokes, though, at least somebody's getting a good laugh out of the whole Harvey Weinstein situation. Our boy Al Michaels there on, Monday Night Football?
Oh, my God. I don't know if it was Monday. I think it was Monday Night.
It was
Night
when
Football.
Idiot talks. Go ahead.
I mean, let's face it. The Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein.
And then he had to apologize.
Yeah,
of course he did.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Maybe some things you don't touch.
Yeah.
Maybe some things you leave alone.
Just tell that to Harvey Weinstein.
Oh.
Did I am the man.
This happened right down the street from where we're at here. Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, the heartland of stupid.
What did you call it before?
The Florida of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's about it.
And as we know, Florida is the north of the south.
Yeah,
we've
learned a lot of things about this.
This is where, if anybody else around the country needs like a focal point, this is about the same area where they said the Dunkin' Donuts story that went viral.
Where was that?
That was in Shamokin, which is basically...
Down the road.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because they were mad because the Dunkin' Donuts shut down.
So use that as a base.
Right. 40-year-old Schuylkill County resident Donald Jenkins Jr. shot his daughter's boyfriend
This is after... Let's mind you, before you get... That's a good tease, Thornton.
Okay, go ahead. Lead me in.
This is what happened. He found out his 20-year-old daughter was at a motel the whole weekend with the boyfriend.
Okay.
Now, none of us are dads, especially you, Mickey, for two reasons. But I can imagine infuriated if you heard that.
Sure. And she's 20?
Over 18.
Yeah, so...
You're right, but we're talking about old school justice in Schuylkill County.
I guess, yeah.
This is like the West.
The Wayback Machine, as it were.
Anyways, he came in, busted through the door, had a gun, and Crisco, finish your thought.
He shot the boyfriend in the crotchal region.
You know, they want to get him for homicide, but they should get him for assisted suicide, because after you shoot somebody in the junk, that's the thought process.
Yeah.
Attempted homicide, aggravated assault, burglary, and related offenses. Yeah, man, it's not the 1950s anymore. I mean, you know, I could even see maybe still chasing the guy with the baseball bat out of the house. If you catch him in your house with your under 18-year-old daughter, sure.
Maybe even but 18.
In a hotel room, when she's 20 years old, it's time to let her be her own woman.
Oh, and she...
Unless it's Harvey Weinstein, then by all means, shoot that place up.
Yes, we got set up to its right. We're feeling the green down deep inside.
Not as catchy as the Cubs song.
R.I.P. Gordon Hayward's ankle and my stomach.
Oh! Ah! Ah!
Ah! No! Ah! Oh, what is that? Wood breaking? Ah!
That's a leg.
Oh, it might as well have been. Did you see this footage?
No.
Do you want me to play it for you?
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Probably hit the biggest shot in Cavs history. They're going up.
Oh!
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 Hayward broke his leg. Hayward has broken his leg. Hayward has broken his leg.
Wait, hang on.
We got that.
You can hear the people. Like, get them out!
How quickly a season can change.
Oh my God! Did you hear that?
Did you hear? No, don't play it again. Don't.
Sounds like a baseball player hitting the ball with the bat.
Do you realize how loud that had to be to pick up on a mic?
Right.
From the
Cavs history. Oh my goodness!
Wait, don't yell.
You might kill Crisco.
Wait, hang on.
Cavs history.
Oh my God! And it's just hanging there.
It's bad enough to watch. It's worse to hear when you can hear it that clearly.
Yeah. Didn't this just happen to a basketball player last year, too?
Was it last year or two years ago? It was a college player.
Yeah, it might have been like 2 years ago. That was the last one where like he just jumped up to keep a ball from going out
and
of bounds.
Came
down totally normal, just a little hop in the air, and his leg just shot out of his skin because he had a compound fracture.
This one looks like if you ever saw the Psycho Sid video where he's jumping off the top rope and then it just dangles there afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, they're saying it's like it was at a 90-degree angle to his leg, his foot.
I've seen it.
I saw the footage. It's like it is not the leg is not supposed to point in that direction in that way.
This was one of those moments. All the players like look like he died.
6 minutes into his Celtics career, and it might be over. Considering one of the worst videos I've ever seen. And like I said, this is one of those where when you watch it, like for me, having been an athlete, like I get that phantom pain, and I just feel like my bones are made of glass now.
Well, I'm always afraid to do anything, like take a step, like jump down to another step or anything like that. If you do any of that kind of stuff, it's, we're back to the ladybug problem. If you listen to last week's episode, you'll understand. But
the problem
will
eventually be solved.
Yeah.
God, my legs, my ankles.
I know.
My feet. Oh. Please move on.
Boy, if you would shut up and finish,
See, I was kind of hoping there would have been like, he kissed a fish and he liked it.
No.
He might not have liked it, though, because he almost died.
Yeah, it's good luck when you catch a fish to kiss it. If you ever see pictures of people that catch it, they show them like pretending.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's if it's a particularly large specimen or heavy.
It's a when it's a trophy fish.
Yes, yes. They'll take the victory photo and they'll kiss the fish. That's what happened to Sam Quilliam, who's 28 years old. He caught a Dover, a 6-inch Dover. I don't know what a Dover is.
He caught a dog? He's not fishing right. What a dope.
Oh, my God.
What are you, fishing on the corner?
He's in Dorset? Is that in England?
Dorset? Yes.
It's not in America.
No, he's in England.
Okay. So he caught this fish, and he decided to, you know, get a picture of himself kissing the fish. Well, he kissed it, and then the fish suddenly jumped down his throat.
Oh.
Ugh.
Right into his mouth, right down his throat. Got lodged in there, blocked all of his airways, and almost killed him.
Eventually, we don't know what we're doing.
Eventually, on the sixth attempt, they were able to, I guess, remove the fish from his blowhole.
So, did he do, like, what a small child does when they make a kissy face and, like, open his mouth wide after? Like, the mwah! He just went, hey,
Mwah! And then, yeah. Jeez.
I mean, I like sushi, but jeez, man.
Man, no gag reflex to speak of, apparently.
No.
Ugh.
No sirree, Bob.
That is good or bad news, depending on a certain number of factors that I will not go into here. He's alive, though. It's a miracle.
No, it isn't, because now he has to live with that story.
You think he could ever eat, like, salmon on the grill now after this?
Maybe he wants to do it more, take revenge.
I'm going to eat every fish on the planet.
You're all going down.
Oh, man. I'm glad he's okay, though, but lesson learned. Nature is vicious, and it will kill you.
Wait till it's dead to kiss it. And that goes with a girl, too.
All right. Got weird. Speaking of that, and perfectly transitioning, are we psychopaths? We'll find out next on A Freak Accident.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter @AFreakAccident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
It's appropriate.
Psycho.
Now, I think it's safe to say that who we portray here on the show is more or less us in real life.
It's us amped up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely in my case. Like, I think the Crisco is more like me turned up to 12.
No, but I'm about the same.
In reality, well,
Mickey is just
that.
As apathetic and lame in real life as she is on mic.
Yep.
But in reality, like, even though we're amped up, we're not lying about our personality. This is our personality in the sense that we tell the truth about our lives.
Well, yeah, and my opinions are my opinions when I share them on the show.
Well, that's why I want to separate what people think, that we're not explaining like we're characters.
Are we psychopaths, though?
Yes.
Like, legitimate psychopaths.
Uh-huh.
This isn't like one of these BuzzFeed quizzes. This is from psychcentral.com.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is a professional psychoanalytic community website kind of thing.
Sure.
It's a pro. They publish.
It's pro.
They,
you know, don't want to brag.
They publish papers and things.
Oh, when you publish a paper, yeah, you're pro.
Yeah, they're pretty pro.
More pro than us.
This is a psychopathy quiz, or psychopathy quiz, depending on potato, potato.
Thank God it isn't reading skills.
Are you a psychopath? Let's find out. The instructions are as follows. This quiz is designed to help give you some idea about whether or not you may have psychopathic tendencies. This quiz is not meant to diagnose psychopathy, or tell you definitively whether or not you're a psychopath. But it will give you a pretty good idea based upon the research. For each item, indicate how much you agree or disagree with the statement. This takes most people about 2 minutes to complete. Take your time and answer truthfully for the most accurate results.
Now, myself and Crisco already did this. Mickey, on par, has not. So you're going to do it live, and we'll see how you compare.
This is what happens when I don't do my homework.
That's right. This is what happens when you don't prep.
And that's
we
fine.
Embarrass you on the fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we already know I'm a psychopath, so.
All right, so how old are you?
Old.
First question you shouldn't ask a woman, I know.
But... Yeah, what's your weight?
134. No, I don't know. How old am I? 30? I'm 30.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, man.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say somebody who doesn't bother to keep track of time may or may not lean psychopath.
I'm going
to
say leans dementia.
So 30.
30.
And you are a female?
Unfortunately.
You don't want to pick other?
No.
I mean, I don't want to.
We're not going California
around
here. I don't
want to assume her gender or anything,
hey,
but.
We got to be good.
Okay, so female. Let's see. Here we go. All right, so basically I'm going to ask you a question, and you have one of three options to choose from.
And listener, you could do this for yourself. We have it linked up on our Facebook.
Okay, Facebook, and we'll post it, what the heck, at Freaks at a Freak Accident, or afreakaccident.com.
Yeah.
But send us your results, Freaks at a Freak Accident.com.
Yeah, compare against us.
That'd be fine, too. Okay, so Mickey is a 30-year-old female. You have three options to choose from. You can either say, not me, this describes me somewhat, or this is definitely me.
Okay.
Okay, so either yes, no, or kinda, sorta.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, most would describe me as charming and nonchalant. We made it so far.
Yeah.
Most would describe me as charming and nonchalant. I can turn my charm on and off like a faucet.
Yeah, no, not me.
Not at all?
No.
Now, are you being honest, or are
I
you
am being,
being like,
honest. There's no switch.
You
either deal with me as I am, or you're not dealing with me.
We don't want sarcastic Mickey in here right now. We want you to take this truthfully, because I want to know what I'm dealing with and whether or not I should keep you, like, in my line of sight at all times.
My life is sarcasm.
Right.
But you need to answer this
truthfully. So I am not a charming human being, and there's no switch that turns on.
Really quick moment, and this will be a brief second. Take a break from the quiz. Crisco, we need to go outside real quick.
Oh, okay. In the hallway?
Yeah.
I'm making you just stay there and think about how badly you want to murder us.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what's going on?
All right, so you do know...
It's extra metallic out here in the hallway today, isn't it?
Yeah, I had Kirk Hammett.
Especially with you. Okay, now it's fine.
All right, so here's the...
I forgot I needed to turn my metal voice on in order to talk in the hallway.
All right. So you do know this isn't a real subject we're doing for the show. This is for Mickey. Like, this wasn't an actual subject. This was just to check it for safe.
It's just like an intervention kind of thing.
Yeah, but we kind of already started, so I guess we have to do it now.
Yeah, she's going to murder both of us.
But now it's on tape, so this might be a good idea.
Hey, when we don't show up for the show next week, listener, 911.
Please.
Tell the police.
Yes. Let's go back in.
All right. Hey, Mickey. Good to see you again.
Still not charming.
Okay.
Fine. All right.
I would disagree. Wink.
Let's go on with the
number
test.
Two. I do what I want when I want. The moment the impulse strikes me, regardless of what others want.
So-so.
Somewhat? Okay.
Kumsi-kumsa. Second time we've said that on the show.
Más o menos.
Bikinaball.
I'm not sure that was like...
I don't care.
Number three. If something goes wrong or turns out badly, it's not my fault.
Go so-so.
Oh my God.
Depends on the situation.
Mickey's a blame shifter. Learned that today. All right.
Write that down in the notebook.
Number four, I've gotten into legal or criminal trouble as an adult. That is not just a speeding or a parking ticket.
No.
Not you. Okay.
Thank God.
I am easily the best at what I do, bar none. Nobody could ever take my place.
No.
Not even close.
I wish people would take my place, really.
So you doubt your capabilities most of the time?
Yes.
That's pretty much me, too.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I'm constantly thinking I'm not good enough at anything.
I'll never think I'm good enough.
Number six. I do whatever I feel like doing, and I don't care what others think, or even if it's illegal.
No.
Not you?
No.
Okay. Every person for themselves. I don't see the point in feeling sorry for other people and have no desire to help others.
Yes.
We could have took this test for Mickey.
Yeah.
So everybody for the every man for themselves. That's Mickey's philosophy.
Well, duh.
Okay. Number eight. I've gotten into legal or criminal trouble when I was a teenager, not just a speeding or a parking ticket.
No.
No? Never been in legal trouble.
Other than speeding and parking tickets? No.
And there's been a lot of those.
Yes, there have been a ton of those.
I feel like that should factor into this
somehow.
I was
just going to say, if you add them up, it's a felony.
Probably.
Number 9, I have no problem or concern in lying in order to get what I want.
No.
Okay, not you.
We just had that discussion last week.
Couldn't even lie in your own house. Yeah. Found that out last week.
Dude, lying is incredibly difficult and stressful.
Well, because you have to continue it.
Right, yeah. You can't just then suddenly start telling the truth because...
Oh, no, that doesn't work.
That's your life then.
Right, yeah. Like, you have to live that lie. And then eventually somebody always finds out and then, well...
Life moves on as embarrassment.
One Savage knows all about that, doesn't he? Let's see. Number 10. Live in the moment is what I say. The future will take care of itself, and learning from your past is pointless.
No.
No? Not even...
Definitely learn from my past.
Okay, learn from your mistakes. Smart. Agreed.
Yeah.
Number 11. I never feel remorse, shame, or guilt about something I've said or done.
So-so.
Hey, there's a moral compass somewhere in there. Somewhere.
I don't know if it's a result of my depression, but like I always feel guilty about everything.
Hey, up top. Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's been to the point where I've cracked jokes against Lazy E and other people on this show, and like after the mics turn off, I'm like, I am so sorry. Like, I did not mean that.
Are we cool? Same thing.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
All right. So, Mickey, though, every once in a while, don't give no crap.
If it comes out of my mouth, it means I thought through it thoroughly.
Number 12. I don't see the point in taking on responsibilities of any kind. They just weigh you down.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, we know I take on way too much responsibility.
Yeah, as we've already established, more than anybody in their right mind should.
Yeah, we learned that just a couple minutes
which
ago.
Which might say something else about your, you know, mental state, but I'm not really sure. Okay, so, you ready for the results of your quiz?
Sure.
That was the whole thing. It's a quick one. All right, so we're going to score you. You scored a 5.
Okay, what's that mean?
Basically means you're not a psychopath.
Damn it.
According to this metrics.
Now...
She wanted to be. I feel like that should have been a question. How do you want this quiz to turn out?
Does it say any more explanation, like a little explanation of it, or is it just
Let's see. It says no psychopathy. You answered this quiz consistent with people who would not generally be considered a psychopath by research methods currently used to quickly screen for psychopathy in the population.
Okay.
The common myth, according to this, while many people believe that psychopathy is more prevalent among CEOs and Wall Street bankers, this is a myth not supported by any research. While on the surface it may seem that many of the symptoms and traits of psychopathy might lend themselves to positions of greater power, the two are not synonymous. In other words, they think that you're apathetic or you're antisocial, you're a sociopath. That doesn't necessarily make you a psychopath, though.
Two different
right?
things. Sure. Two different
aren't they two different? I learned that in psychology.
Yeah.
Sociopath and psychopath are different.
Yeah, they could be easily confused, and they could be one and the same, but they're not, doesn't mean one is a...
It says, one of the problems is that psychopaths tend to be pretty quickly outed for their antisocial behaviors, because the charm is purely superficial and easily detected over time with greater exposure to the psychopath.
Now, more importantly, let's reveal our scores.
Okay. I had a 3.
Hey, same here.
Really?
Yeah, we're all both right. Just as psycho.
So, see, I'm a little bit closer to psycho.
Mickey's a little bit crazier than us.
Now, we say we're not psycho, but let me present some examples that may point us the other way. Crisco, not psycho. Mickey, not psycho. Myself, not psycho.
I'm a broken man.
I admitted it.
I mean, maybe not psycho, but definitely we are damaged people.
Yeah.
You've just made my point.
Yeah.
Case in point.
Yeah.
Let us know how you did, freaks at freakaccident.com. If you're crazier than us, stay away from me. I never want to know you.
No. But if you want stickers, give us your email.
Yeah, that'd be fine,
And then we can put your PFA on you, too.
Up next, the guy who was 10 years... in the woods, but for a reason you might not assume.
Oh, it's interesting.
This guy isn't a psycho, he's smart, and it's next on A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
There's an old proverb that says it's better to live in a barren wilderness than in a house with a contentious woman. I think this pretty much proves that, this story.
Yeah, this guy, he went to the woods, which we think is 10 years or 5 years.
Yeah, it depends on where you look.
Or maybe it's fake news.
It could be that, too. Yeah. But yeah, I saw an article in The Sun that said 5. This one says 10. In any case, this guy wandered out into the woods. He's a British man by the name of Malcolm Applegate.
Uh-oh.
Fake news.
X.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, it's funny. He says, nagging woman. I wonder if there's any correlation.
Man, it's like the story came to me.
He's 62 of Birmingham. He opened up about his new life and his old one in a blog entry posted on the Emmaus Greenwich website. Emmaus is a homeless charity that gives people a home for as long as someone needs it and meaningful work in our social enterprise, according to the website. He wrote that when he was a gardener, he was a gardener of 25 years and enjoyed his job until he got married.
Isn't this always the story?
This is from Fox News. The more hours he worked, the angrier his spouse became. And his wife nagged the crap out of him. She didn't like me being out of the house for long periods of time. The controlling behavior started to get out of hand. She demanded I cut my hours. He wrote that he then decided he didn't want anything to do with her anymore. So to get away from his nagging wife, he fled into the wilderness for a decade.
A literal decade.
10 years he was out there, according to this article. He wrote that he lives in the woods near Kingston.
Right down the road.
Yeah, no. For 5 years and tended a garden at a community center for the elderly. See, that says 5 years, though. So is it 5 or 10?
Let's go with 7.
8.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Applegate decided to apply to live at Emmaus Greenwich after a friend told him about it. Let's see. He reported he was happy in his new home and recently got in touch with his sister, who thought he was dead. I'm sure everybody thought you were dead, man.
Oh, I see. I bet you he spent 5 years in the woods and 5 at this home.
Maybe that's what it was.
Okay, fair enough.
But even so, like he survived in the wild
for 5 years. Like, and then worked in a retirement home.
Obviously, didn't work anywhere. Where did he get money from
to
be able to go?
The retirement home.
He worked at the retirement home.
Okay.
He helped out
okay.
Elderly.
So maybe he like still went to the store and bought groceries and just kept them in his cave or wherever it was that he lived.
He ran off like on all fours.
His wife, who is not named, has not yet come forward to comment.
Well, yeah.
Is she still his wife? I imagine she probably filed for divorce. Maybe after he was missing for a year. He's been gone a decade.
Or claimed he was dead and collected the life insurance policy.
Ooh, probably that.
Yeah, that's more of the story. Mm-hmm. Like, how did that all work out?
Remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about how, like, if you're in a relationship you don't like, you should just end the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
This guy kind of did that, but, brother, you didn't need to climb a tree and stay there for, you know, the better part of somebody's lifetime.
Yeah, I'm going to go and say a little secret to you. It's a homemade secret. I've been keeping this away from everybody. Divorce.
Yeah. Divorce or just break up.
Divorce is expensive, though.
True.
So is staying away for 5 years, 10 years, you know.
Living in the dirt with, like, a hammock made of leaves is probably not quite as difficult as I maybe having to give up half your stuff. He gave up all his stuff for this. All you had to give up was half. That
maybe
was it.
It was worth it.
You could have at least kept the DVDs. Maybe she takes the dog. Who knows? But you could have kept some things. You didn't need to go and live off the land.
Yeah. And
that then, seems like a very extreme reaction to me.
And his whole life, even like when he worked at the retirement home, you have to be very careful what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like you can't just go and meander around.
It makes me wonder, though, how bad must the nagging have been, though?
I'm going with pretty bad.
I mean, E, when you were engaged to that gorilla, did she nag you to the point where you thought, hey, you know what would be better if I just wandered off into the desert as opposed to being here? Did you ever get to that point?
I could commiserate with him.
Was there ever a moment, because you've had a very bad relationship of
toxic.
The three of us here. I don't know if Mickey's ever had a relationship that bad.
No.
No? Okay. So yeah, you've had a toxic relationship. Was there ever a moment where you honestly considered just not going home? Like, legitimately. I don't mean that, like, you just flirted with the idea or joked about it. I mean, like, on your way home from work, you just decided, I'm going to keep driving.
Well, I can tell you this. Now, I never contemplated years or months or stuff like that. But there were times I spent hours away from the house, and I just didn't go home. And I don't know, I can't really, because at the time, I may have not been thinking it. It might have been subconscious. But I noticed, like, I would go to the grocery store, and I'd spend a lot of time browsing around.
Like, trying to waste as much time as possible,
and
sure.
An abnormal amount of time. And then I'd go to sleep a lot earlier.
I found out that I realized I took a long time picking which bagels I wanted.
And they were both plains.
Do I want this one or this one? This one has a horse on the front, but this one looks nicer in the colored packaging.
Ooh, but this one would look prettier with cream cheese. These were my conversations.
Right, so you just basically, yeah, just so any excuse to not have to go home and be around that.
Yeah, again, not 5-10 years. It was more like hours.
Like I said, and again, for me, if I was ever in a relationship, I never have been in one bad like that, but if I ever was, I don't think my reaction would ever be, I'm going to go make my life that much more difficult.
Oh, no.
By becoming homeless just to get away from this person.
Yeah, that is an extreme. That's a kind of a psychological
disorder. You're driven to the point of basic insanity at that point. More respect. Yeah, right. I mean, respect to this guy for being able to pull it off and for seeming like he's really happy right now.
Yeah.
But, not for me.
No.
Not for me. I like my chair, my recliner, much more than I like, you know, sitting on a rock every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or hanging from a tree, running from mountain lions and other indigenous life forms.
This made me make me seem like...
I can't garden.
This made me make me seem like a millennial or whatever. I like TV too much. I do.
TV, movies, internet, yeah.
I'm way too connected.
Watching the ant colony just isn't quite as exciting.
Nah, they don't have the same storylines.
Mickey, I think you could pull this off,
I would
though,
be perfectly
sure.
Okay with it.
Yeah. She basically does it now.
Yeah, pretty much.
You have a TV, though. Did you figure out a way to make it fit in your living room?
Yeah, it fits. It's on the wall.
Oh, good.
Well, that's a lovely end of the story. This guy spent a decade away from his family.
Listen, I needed closure, and I was going to get that closure.
He spent a decade away from his family. She got the TV in the living room.
Up next, we're going to give you some music you can use right here on A Freak Accident.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident. Music you can use.
You're goddamn right.
On A Freak Accident.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho from Fozzy, and you're listening to A Freak Accident. And why wouldn't you be?
I love it. Chris Jericho's a fan of the show. You like that?
Fan-ish.
He listens. You know he does.
Well, you would hope.
When he's not listening to his own podcast, I assume, he's listening to this one. What else is there to listen to?
Well, the other show's on his network on Podcast One. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he's got a band called Fozzy, and they have a new album out called Judas. And the song you're hearing in the background is the lead single called Judas, incidentally.
Really easy to remember.
Came out this past Friday. It's their first album in, I think, 2 or 3 years.
I want to say it's been... Yeah, you're about right.
It's been a little while, I think.
Yeah, the last one was that sandpaper song he had and with
M Shadows. Yeah. I was happy that they released a new album, though, and this one's actually getting some radio play, which is cool.
It's actually they reached for the first time ever top 10 in rock radio.
Nice. Good for them. I mean, I think and Rich Ward, who is their guitarist, he is like an insanely talented dude. I've been following the band for a long time. I found out about it back like when I was still in high school, I think, watching pro wrestling. And the one day I came to realize, oh, my God, Chris Jericho has an Ozzy Osbourne cover band called Fozzy.
And that's when he went by a false name, too. He didn't go by Chris Jericho in the whole thing. He denied he was Chris Jericho.
Yeah. And originally, that's what it was. They did Ozzy cover songs. That's
okay.
Black Sabbath and Ozzy.
Faux Ozzy.
Yeah, right, Fozzy.
And he wasn't the original member of the band.
Right.
He showed up every once in a while.
But if you actually listen to his vocal pattern, it is very similar to Ozzy. He has a lot of similarities with Ozzy when he sings.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is why it worked. But he... they transitioned gradually into doing more original music, got signed to a major label, and the last three albums have been kind of more, they've had more attention on them. They've been playing the big festivals and things like that. They were on, I think it was it Uproar a couple of years ago that we saw them locally when it came? I mean, they put on a great show, too. But I will say, their last album, I think it was called A War You Cannot Win.
Yeah.
Was that the... No, I'm thinking of the All That Remains album. I think it was The War You Cannot Win.
Regardless.
Yeah, the last album. I don't even remember... This is... I mean, maybe it's painting a picture of how forgettable it was, but I wasn't impressed because the album before that, Sin and Bones, that album was off the chain. I loved that record.
It was a very good album.
It was great. And then the one after it, I don't... The one with M Shadows on it, I don't know. It just felt like they were kind of lazy with it.
Well, that was the... almost like they relied a lot on M Shadows
for that
single, I should say.
Possibly.
Still wasn't a terrible album, but it was, yeah.
Following up such an amazing record, though, with that one, it was kind of disappointing. Which is why I was happy to get my hands on this one, because this one definitely steps up the carnage yet again.
What I like about it is there isn't... He was telling me, because that's where we got that drop and everything. He was talking to me and when he played up here in this area. And he said that they weren't binded. They didn't feel as binded to scream on every song or make it a certain length of time. He goes, if it was 2 minutes, it was 2 minutes and it was great. You know?
I mean, all the music, it's good. It's a good record.
It's a great album.
I don't know if any. I'm not necessarily sure if any song really stands out as phenomenal. So I'm not sure it's quite as good as Sin and Bones because I love that freaking record.
Yeah.
But... It's definitely good, and I'd say definitely a step up from the last album. It's back, I should say, it's back in the sphere where Sin and Bones was created.
You see, I'm all in on this album. I don't know what it is. It's just track after track, I was just right in on it.
You were on board.
Yeah.
All right, so Lazy E really likes this one.
Yeah.
Mickey, have you listened to it at all?
I have not, and I am not familiar with the band, so there's going to be lots of learning.
There you go. Go home. Turn on...
Well, ha ha ha.
Yeah, jump on iTunes, go to, like, the Fozzy Library, and just start listening to things.
Yeah.
Like I said, they have, over the years, God Pounds His Nails, that song will get me amped wherever I am.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done some great songs over the years, and I always felt like they were a band that deserved more attention and recognition.
Now they're finally getting
it. I'm glad that they're finally getting it, you know?
It's hard, like, when you're Chris Jericho... It's more of a detriment than it is.
Because you're Chris Jericho?
Yeah. Because then everybody thinks you're a joke. You're not a
sure.
You're not a real band. You're a wrestler who made a band.
So what?
It's
a good fallback for him. So if he can't wrestle anymore and he starts making it with the band, hey.
Well, he's even said that with his two books that he came out. Or his one book. One of the books, he said that his dream as a kid was two things. Musician, pro wrestler.
I think Murderer has the same ambitions.
Well, he has got one.
Jericho's done both of them now, and Murderer has done
zero.
Part of one.
Which is amazing that he still shows up at wrestling and still pulls off this band and has a family.
Yeah. And he writes books. And he has a podcast.
That's called time management.
Stop being so talented, you jerk.
Yeah, and he's successful at everyone.
Yeah, share some with us peons. Just let us rub some of the magical sweat off of your arm and christen our foreheads with it.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, now you got a little creepy with
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, play the psychopath music again.
Let me have your sweat.
By the way, I just walked over to my shelf of CDs over there. It's called Do You Want to Start a War?
Okay.
So you were right.
No, I said it was called A War You Cannot Win.
Oh, okay. Right.
Which, admittedly, those are two very similar titles, and I think they came out around the same time, but the other one was All That Remains. This one is Fozzy.
So what would you give Judas?
Judas, I would probably rate it out of 5. 3.5, but leaning 4. Not quite there, though, so I'd stick with 3.5.
I'm on a 4.5.
Oh, wow, you're up there.
I really, really dug this album.
All right, yeah. I mean, it was good. I mean, I can't say that I did. There was nothing about it I didn't like.
Put it this way, I don't think that's the last single from this album.
No, definitely not. Dude, there's a ton of single-ready songs just packed on this record.
This is radio ready.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And I hope they get lots of spins off of it. I hope they get
are
more,
right now.
I hope they get more attention because, like I said, they are a talented band. And, dude, see them live because they are so high energy. Well, it is ridiculous.
It's like you just took an energy drink and put it up on stage.
The band is Fozzy. The album is Judas. Put it on your iPod.
Get all their albums.
Or iPhone. Or do people even have iPods anymore? No, download it into your Zune and get to listening.
You remember when we said, how do you realize you're getting old? You just referred to
something. Where's my Walkman?
Yeah, where's my Discman?
We also have a new song.
Oh, this I didn't
from
expect.
The band that is not Tool, which angers me.
No.
Because where the frig is Tool? Weren't we supposed to get a new Tool album?
I don't know.
Well, you know,
next best thing, I guess. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, the good thing with this is that while they, during this time period, this weird time period where we're trying to figure out Tool, then the Perfect Circle thing came out of nowhere.
Right.
And they said, this album and Tool will not come out at this, come out this year. This single came out, and they said 2018 is when this album's coming out.
All right, it's a Perfect Circle with new music called The Doomed. You just liked how I posted into the song like a radio professional.
I know,
you?
I was very excited because you never heard it, and I was like, you picked up on the sounds.
I know, I could just feel it in my blood. Very cinematic, as A Perfect Circle does so well.
Yep.
Yeah, not very surprising.
A little trivium in there?
A little bit.
I was thinking Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Or that, yeah.
You said trivium, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, this is Maynard being Maynard to the most Maynard degree possible.
Well, there's one thing I like about it. You can actually hear more in this song than most of their albums.
This is true. Fair enough. Yeah.
You know my whole thing with Maynard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Every Tool song, you want to make it?
I know.
It's basically every Tool song. And now I play my xylophone. And the merciful. Dude, this song is all over the place. I like it, though.
Well, it's pretty normal.
Cool. Oh, yeah, for them, yeah.
But what I was saying, with them saying that with this album, like it wasn't coming out, whatever, I think Tool's shortly behind.
I always love their bass lines, though.
Yeah.
They've always killed at that.
Sometimes super simple, but that super simple really does it for, like, the whole song. Behold a new Christ. Behold the same old horn. Gather at the altar ring. New beginning, new word. And the word was death. And the word was without life. The new beatitude. Good luck.
I was expecting a giant crash, and he went back to xylophone.
Yeah, he threw
he
it
threw
off.
Me. What of the meek,
the morning, and the merciful. I've seen these guys once.
A Perfect Circle.
And I cannot buy seeing them or Tool live just because great music. You don't see Maynard, so the stage performance is gone.
Yeah.
And that kind of defeats it for me. It kind of kills the show.
Yeah.
and then Father Christmas came out.
Dude, there's definitely like a prog rock feel to this.
Yeah. They've always had a way of kind of sticking with the times, though. And this is one of those songs where it's like, we know that millennials don't have a good attention span, so this is totally keeping your attention the whole time.
Yeah, because it's coming out of nowhere, all this stuff.
Yeah, it really is. That's the thing, like, really, there was no forewarning that this was going to come out, this song. It just literally appeared one day.
Yep.
Like, oh, hey, new A Perfect Circle.
When I was at the station, I got word from the one guy. He goes, hey, I got A Perfect Circle. We're going to put it in now. I'm like,
what?
Huh?
Yeah.
Those sneaky bastards.
Right, because like I said, I know they've been working on new Tool for the longest time.
And they're touring. They're going to be around our area really soon.
Tool is, right?
No, A Perfect Circle.
Oh, okay. But I know that Tool has been working on a new album for a long time now. Haven't heard anything about release dates or anything in like 2 years, but I would have thought that would have came before this. I'll take it, though.
It's the closest thing. I mean, there's not too much of a difference. There's a little bit, but
it's basically the same.
Tool,
yeah.
Tool in A Perfect Circle, different name.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
You know what it's called? James Maynard getting bored.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
basically what happened.
Pretty much.
But, I mean, as far as that being a new... So you said there's no... We don't know...
2018.
Album, 2018, but we don't know title or anything else.
No.
Just that song.
That's
so far.
All we have as of right now.
Well, in 2022, I look forward to the new album from A Perfect Circle when it finally does come out. And eventually in like 2040 when the new Tool record drops. Can't wait for that one either.
He's just out to beat Axel on, you know, Chinese Democracy took 10 years. All right, 20.
basically. But I do like that song called The Doomed.
It's okay. I've always been... Tool has always been that band for me. I like them, but I got to be in the mood for them.
It's okay. A good thing this isn't Tool. It's A Perfect Circle.
Literally the same
right, yeah,
thing.
Okay, man.
Same idea. They're a little bit more heavier on A Perfect Circle in the sense, like, more, like, mainstream, I guess.
Yeah.
But still, it's still the same idea.
See, I always felt Tool was more the mainstream and A Perfect Circle kind of fell to the wayside of, like, I can be mainstream, but I'm really not gunning for it.
So it's like A Perfect Circle was more, like, experimental territory.
Right.
Tool was the control,
yep.
And A Perfect Circle was the experiment. Okay.
I think A Perfect Circle is more like Pink Floyd in the sense that it's just, like, kind of like more of the mind. Like if this was a visual, it would be so much better.
Trippy.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. My yeah was in there too.
What would you rate it, this song, The Doomed?
It's when you were teetering, that's where I'm at with this. I'm at a 2.53.
Okay. I would rate it 3.5. That's my number for today. Apparently.
That's my number.
3.5.
I'm special.
I'm going with a 4.
Okay, Mickey's on the more positive side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked it, but make more music, you jerk.
Yeah, it's just not cool.
I've been sitting here for years with my tongue hanging out. I need something. By the way, we don't have any of this, but for the record, because I knew it's not exactly Lazy E's brand of music, and I'm not sure if Mickey, but August Burns Red came out with a new album as well recently.
September and Burns Blue. Who cares?
I'll rate it. For what it's worth, I would give that one a 4.5. I don't know. The last album that they did was the best album I think they've ever done. This one is just as good. What are you shaking your head no for?
I wasn't a fan of their last album.
I thought it was fantastic.
I didn't hear this new one, so.
The new one is just as good as the last one, which is funny because I didn't think you could be just as good as your best album, but they managed to do it twice. So.
Oh, good for you!
Well done, guys. Go listen to that one, too. August Burns Red. It's called... I have no idea. I forget what the name of the album is.
Just Google the band.
Yeah, Google the band. You'll find it. You'll find it. It's awesome, though. That wraps up this episode of A Freak Accident.
Yes, it does.
I'm
surprised you remember the name of the show.
You know what, smart girl? Why don't you tell us?
Good
and see
insult,
if
man.
You remember.
Oh, yeah. I never
Let's
do.
See if you
hey,
remember.
Hey, smart girl.
What does the listener need to do? Wise gal.
Triple snap.
I never remember.
What's
Why
the listener
got
to do? What do they got to do? Where do they got to go?
Oh, they can so go funny. To the thing with the other thing.
Cookies.
You go to afreakaccident.com.
That's afreakaccident.com.
And you can click all sorts of buttons on there. All the buttons are important. The podcast section, really important.
Why is that?
Because let's say you're new to the show right now. Maybe you only caught the last two episodes. Kind of see where our history has been.
Yeah.
See what things are about. See what some references are about. Every single episode we ever did, which is the benefit of going off of like iTunes and stuff. They only have like 10 episodes.
Right, yeah.
Where we have them
all right. The website goes all the way back to the genesis of this show.
Yeah, Phil Collins, everything. Even Peter Gabriel.
You can click on Connect, too, on the menu bar, and that'll take you to a place where there's all links to all of our different social media pages.
Yeah.
So you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, things like that. Follow along with us. Interact with us throughout the week, even when we're not, you know, doing this.
And while I did say, you know, iTunes, Google Play Music, any podcatcher out there,
yeah,
while they only have 10, what the good thing about subscribing on an iTunes type site, the new episodes get delivered right to you, so you won't forget.
You won't miss a show. So subscribe, especially on iTunes. Every subscription and every good review helps us climb a little bit higher in the standings.
So do
and
both for us.
Why wouldn't you want to do a nice thing like that, right?
And then we mentioned before,
treat others how you want to be treated. Golden rule.
Oh, God. We're done.
As we mentioned before, what? What happened?
No, I was mentioning before that, you know, you send us an email about anything, really.
Freaks@freakaccident.com.
But if you leave your address, you don't just leave us your address and we do nothing with it. We give you free
stickers.
We give you stickers.
Terrific.
No cost.
Next week on the show, this week we learned whether or not we're psychopaths. Next week we'll learn whether or not we're cool.
Can we just answer it?
No.
No.
No. Right? We're all agreeing
on that. So next segment, what are we doing?
No idea. We'll find out next week, though, when we come back with another brand new episode. Thanks for listening to this one. See you soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.